JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
The Ministry of Health is steadfast in its mandate to ensure quality health services are available to every Jamaican. The ministry is also committed to promoting healthy lifestyles and environmental practices, and since the start of the year, several measures have been implemented in this regard. We look at some of these. Jamaicans continue to benefit from the provision of quality healthcare services through improvements to facilities as well as the systems and processes governing the sector. The 47-room female ward officially opened at the Sentence Bay Regional Hospital recently is just one of the facilities that have been upgraded since the start of the year. The $136 million improvement on the ward has increased the hospital's capacity by 20%. Over in Clarendon, a $41 million health center opened in James Hill. The Type 2 facility was financed by the National Health Fund, NHF, under its Institutional Benefits Program. The parish also saw the opening of a $32 million health center in Rocky Point. The construction and equipping of the facility was also undertaken by the NHF.
This is one of over 100 health centers that have been done with the support of the National Health Fund in building and refurbishing a number of centers. And in building this network of centers, we are dealing with the primary renewal process.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. In St. Mary, the health center in Brainerd was rehabilitated. And in St. Thomas, the Trinityville Health Center was reopened. The two facilities were funded by the NHF at a cost of $16.5 million.
We are working towards establishing quality care. It is very clear from evidence that when we have improvement in the health sector, we have improvement in the productivity of our citizens. When we have improvement in the productivity of our citizens, it means that we are on our way to world-class development.
The government's goal is to see a 25% reduction in non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 2025. And since the start of the year, the Ministry of Health's efforts to promote healthy lifestyles and control NCDs have seen major achievements. Projects are currently being undertaken at the local level to improve services, while the government is engaging partners at the multilateral and bilateral levels in this regard.
That will call for cooperation at all levels. Therefore, we cannot lose sight of the value of local partnerships that are allowed to flourish in an atmosphere such as this.
Registration for the Government of Jamaica GOJ Health Card kicked off in the first 6 months of the year. The card, which is available to all Jamaicans, allows citizens to access health services, including pharmaceuticals, in the public sector. Close to 100,000 cards have so far been issued. The National Health Information System pilot has been implemented in 60% of primary and secondary healthcare facilities, including all major regional hospitals. And the National Health Fund has started the takeover of pharmacy operations in all major hospitals. The Centers of Excellence initiative was fully implemented during the 6 months of the year. Under the initiative, the Isaac Barent Health Facility in St. Thomas and the Claremont Health Center of Excellence in St. Ant were reopened, bringing to four the number of such facilities across the island.
Oftentimes, by virtue of the absence of these facilities, schools, clinics, etc., much of our young people, they move out. Many of them never, ever return.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Two other major achievements for the ministry since January are the procurement of 19 ambulances at a cost of $884,323 and the launch of the $389 million sewage treatment project. The project is aimed at improving systems at six health facilities across the island using technology developed by the Scientific Research Council, SRC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.